Yeah, time to talk rugby, and the Melbourne Rebels coach Dave Wessels joins us on the line. Morning, Dave.
Morning, guys.
Tough day yesterday?
No, not really. I mean, we were pretty happy with where it is. We ticked the one major box, which was we got out of the game without an injury, which is important in a pre-season trial. You know, and, I mean, for sure, there are a lot of things that we want to work on and get better on, but that's the point of having those trials in the first place, you know, so that you can iron out some of those things by the time it starts for real in 8 days' time.
You mentioned no injuries, but Adam Coleman, some sort of calf injury, not too serious?
Oh, he rolled his ankle slightly, but he's fine. He's walking around, thankfully, this morning. He's all good.
Dave, I know it's only a trial, but you're very positive. You did allow 7 tries into only one. It was 47-5, but you saying you got what you wanted out of the trial?
Yeah, I think we wanted to go into the game doing a couple of things. The one was just making sure that our defence was good and aggressive. And I think during the first 50 minutes, you know, I think the score was 7-5 after 50 minutes.
Yeah.
And we got 2 yellow cards at a point where we were down to 13 men, which certainly didn't help. But by that stage, you know, we had a lot of our young guys on as well, which is really valuable for us too. We want to see how those guys go at some point during the season. They're going to be needed too, you know. So we got to see who of those young guys sort of put their hand up, and certainly was impressed with a few of them.
What do you need to work on?
Oh, mate, there's probably a few things in and around our attack that we can do a little bit better. But as you know, attack probably is the part of the game that takes slightly longer. You know, we're a new group. Kind of learning to play with each other. I think to make ourselves competitive in the early rounds, you know, we need to back our defence. And as I say, when our kind of starting team was on in the first 50 minutes, I think that looked very good. And then our set piece, our line out on scrum. You know, we've got the ability to be a confrontational team. I think we've got some real physical athletes there, and I think we need to use that. And those are the things I think in round one that we've got to go into the game really humming with to give ourselves a chance of being successful.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Dave Wessels, who's the coach of the Melbourne Rebels. And last night at Brookvale Oval, they suffered a trial loss, 47-5 to the New South Wales Waratahs. Dave, big job for you, really, and big expectations as well, because you come from the Western Force and you were the caretaker coach there for the back end of their year. They got axed from the competition, and many people believe that you got all the best players from the Western Force to the Melbourne Rebels, plus what was at the Melbourne Rebels. So you should be really maybe winning that Aussie conference.
Oh, I mean, I think for us, I'm certainly happy with the squad that we have. But as you know, I mean, multiple times in sport, you've seen good teams on paper not be able to transfer that into action, you know. And I think the challenge for us is just to keep improving every week. I mean, certainly it has been a massive improvement in the last 2 weeks since we played the Brumbies, you know. That's the sort of stuff that we're focused on. We know that if we just keep working at things, I know that sounds cliche, but anybody who's watched those games would see that there's certainly in the first 50 minutes of the game a massive improvement in just the space of 2 weeks, you know. And that's the sort of stuff we've got to keep working on.
Did you have any trouble combining the two squads, given that you had a mix of both teams?
Oh, I mean, I think right from the start, you know, like we've kind of put that on the table with the boys. Like, it's just for us, it's just about being honest, you know. Like there were some mixed emotions at the start. Obviously, everything that happened out in West Australia last year wasn't easy, and it certainly wasn't a well-run process, you know. So
yeah.
There was some fallout, I guess, from that. But we're very lucky in the group of people that we have here in the team. And I must say, to their credit, they've been incredibly brave. You know, they've sort of put themselves out there to each other and they've got to know each other. And I think the team's come together much better than I would have hoped at this stage, which is great.
I'll be the idiot. How often do you get asked, are you related to Kepler?
Mate, if I had a dollar for every time I thought that,
I'd be a good minute. Well, mate, we were throwing it around in here. Do you reckon he's related to Kepler?
Well, it's like Smith or Jones, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I should just start saying yes. I think it would be, easier.
Yeah, and you should have said, and I was a better junior cricketer than Kepler.
Hey, Dave, you take on the Rebs. They've got their former halfback is Will Genu. He's now your halfback.
Yeah.
He'd have some good insights, but certainly a challenge, and there's certainly plenty going on at the Reds with Brad Thorne making some big, bold moves up there, which has been well publicised.
Yeah, and it's a bit of a derby game for us, you know, like obviously a local, another Australian team, but for us the opportunity just to put in some of the things that we've been working on with the practice. Like, I think we feel relatively confident that we can put in a good performance there on Friday night, given what we saw last night. The important thing is to just prepare well of these next 8 days. You know, like if we particularly as coaches, if we manage to draw out the right stuff and focus on the right things, we can't do everything. And as I say, it's a new group. We need to highlight a few things that are going to be able to win us the game. I guess as coaches, that's probably on us.
And finally from me, mate, Marika Korobidi, he didn't play last night, but he's certainly someone that you'll be looking to throughout the year to be a strike force
he's
for
a
you.
Superstar.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's pretty special. I mean, there were a number of guys that didn't play last night. Will Genia himself didn't play last night. Marika didn't play. There's a number of Wallabies in the pack that didn't play for us, which is pleasing. And I think that's probably one of the things we're looking to pursue is just the depth of the group. You know, last year the Rebels used 38 players during Super Rugby, which is a huge amount. It's 2.5 teams. So to be successful in this competition, you know, it's not only about your frontline players, it's your ability to still perform with the players that are two or three deep in behind that. That's why it's so important for us to give some of those young guys a run last night, because we know at some point in the season those guys are going to be called upon and we want them ready to go.
Yeah, fantastic. Dave, thanks for your time. Good luck against the Queensland Reds next week. It kicks off. This is a very strange thing for Super Rugby. The South African teams kick off because they want a week before their test match mid-year. But next week it's going to be all the other teams in the comp which will be kicking off their competition. Good on you, Dave. Thanks so much for that.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
Dave Vessels there, the coach of the Melbourne Rebels. And in that round one encounter next week, it's the Rebels, $1.52. Big things expected of them, up against the Queensland Reds at $2.50. And look, for our younger listeners out there, Stewie Clark, when we say, well, why do you ask Dave whether he's related to some bloke called Kepler? Well, Kepler was so famous for being a South African, and when we were short of an opening batsman, we made him an Aussie, and Kepler Vessels.
Queenslander too?
He was a
honorary Queenslander.
Mate, not only that, he was a Queensland captain.
Yeah.
So he captained Queensland in the state of origin. He captained Queensland in the Sheffield Shield competition, but he played for both Australia and South Africa, and he went back after the apartheid era.
One of the hard men of world cricket.
Good boxer. He played 40 test matches as an opening batsman. He was a long way from being an excitement machine, wasn't he, Kepler Vessels?
He was a cut-shot merchant.
Yeah, but no, don't worry. They certainly blooded Vessels into that
nice
Australian
bloke.
Side.
Can I say, lovely bloke. Always comes up, talks, says hello.
Kepler.
I haven't seen him in years, but every time I did bump into him, Kepler, one of the world's great guys.
Did you get that? They blooded him into the Australian
side?
Yeah,
no. He was the guy that infamously, when Viv Richards wanted to fight with Steve Rixon in a test match, he turned around and sort of said, that's fine, but I've got my mate Kepler standing at slip, so if you want to take me on, you've got to take Kepler on as well.
He was a hard man. he's that typical sort of, you know, raw bone, hard South African.